This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president is appealing for more U.S. help to fight off Russia's invasion, and President Joe Biden says it's coming. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Speaking to Congress via an interpreter from the Ukrainian capital, Volodymyr Zelensky said the U.S. knows the horrors of attacks from Pearl Harbor to 9/11.
Our country experience the same every day, right now.
And while thanking America and its allies for aid they've already given,
I call on you to do more.
From sanctions to air defenses, the president was watching in the White House residence.
He was convincing and significant speech.
And laid out details of aid he was already prepared to announce, another $800 million worth, including anti-aircraft systems, drones, and grenade launchers.
We're going to continue to have their backs as they fight for their freedom.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations top court has ordered Russia to stop hostilities in Ukraine, granting measures requested by Kiev, but many are skeptical that Russia will comply, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine asked the International Court of Justice, also known as the World Court, to intervene 2 weeks ago, arguing Russia violated the 1948 Genocide Convention by falsely accusing Ukraine of committing genocide and using that as a pretext for the ongoing invasion. Now, the court's president, U.S. Judge Joan Donoghue, has demanded that the Russian Federation shall immediately suspend the special military operations it commenced on February 24. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A powerful magnitude 7.3 earthquake jolted Japan's northeast coast off Fukushima on Wednesday, leaving one dead and 69 injured, and reviving memories of a quake and tsunami that crippled the same region just over a decade ago. There were reports of some fires, the government said, and a number of people sustained injuries, but none of those appeared serious. Public broadcaster NHK says one person has died. Turkey's foreign minister is visiting Moscow and Kiev this week as Ankara steps up its efforts to mediate. For VOA, Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu met in Moscow with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov Wednesday. Cavusoglu pledged that Turkey would continue its diplomatic efforts to end the fighting in Ukraine. Cavusoglu is also visiting Kiev. While Ankara has close ties with both Kiev and Moscow, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has strongly condemned Russia's assault on Ukraine, closing access to the Black Sea to most of Russia's warships. Such moves receive strong plaudits from Brussels and Washington. Ankara's close ties with Moscow have deeply strained relations with its NATO partners. Erdogan's backing of Ukraine comes as he's already working to repair relations with others, including Armenia and Israel, moves that have also drawn praise from the West. Rights groups say Turkey is one of the biggest jailers of journalists globally, while its treatment of government opponents and its Kurdish minority continue to draw international criticism. Ankara rejects such criticism, insisting it's a law-abiding country. But some analysts suggest Ankara may be calculating that any return to Cold War-like diplomacy could, as in the past, see Turkey's Western allies placing security concerns ahead of democracy. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. federal prosecutors accused Chinese government agents on Wednesday of trying to spy on and intimidate dissidents living in the United States, bringing at least three criminal cases. Involves a congressional candidate. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's president appealed for more help to the United States, addressing the United States Congress, and U.S. President Joe Biden later said more help is on the way as the United Nations top court ordered Russia to stop hostilities in Ukraine, granting measures requested by Kiev, but many say that the International Court of Justice does not have jurisdiction. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.